Our goal is to understand the basic system of what's going on here. So there's a song here. Avadimayino, ayino, levavim mitzayim, lemitzayim. Avadim, ayino, levavim mitzayim, lemitzayim. We were once slaves. We were once slaves to Pharaoh and Mitzrayim. That meant that we were in a country where no one ever escaped. In the whole history of Egypt, that's why Mitzrayim has the name Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means the afflictor, like the word Sara, like the word Sar, the ability to envelop, to encase, to constrict. Mitzrayim is the constrictor. Okay, that's the name of the country. It is a country that no slave ever escaped alive. Never. And so we were under the worst king in the history of Mitzrayim. A man who slaughtered 300 Jewish babies a day and bathed in their blood. Avadim ayinu, we were enslaved. Lefaroh, under Pharaoh. B'Mitzrayim, we had all components against us. And even the slaves in Egypt looked down at us. And there was no natural way we could expect to leave. Even we didn't think we could leave. 4 out of 5 Jews didn't want to leave. And so, when we tell the kids this part of the Haggadah, we have to start explaining, what does it mean to be a slave? What does it mean to be a slave? It means that we didn't choose when we'd come home. We didn't choose when we'd leave home. The Egyptians would make us work, as we will see, back-breaking labor. What does that mean? That means an Egyptian would come to a Jew and say, start digging. And the Jew would say, till when? And the Egyptian would say, you just keep digging. And then he'd leave. And the Jew would stand there and start digging. And he'd go deeper and deeper and deeper. 2 hours would pass. 10 hours would pass. He didn't know if the Egyptian had forgotten about him. 15 hours would pass. The Egyptian didn't come back. And if he dared come out and stop digging, he could pay for it with his life. Avadim ayinu lefaroh b'mitzrayim. We were enslaved to Pharaoh in Egypt. And Hashem took us out of there with a powerful hand and an outstretched arm. That means it was obvious. There was no room to question, were they free or not? Hashem made it very obvious that He won, and the game's over, and we're free. And here's the big intro. Why are we celebrating tonight? Someone asked me this only an hour ago. Didn't the Jews have an Inquisition? Didn't the Jews have a Holocaust? Don't we have many bloody components to our history? Weren't there many terrible times in Jewish history? Yeah, but this one tells us the following. Had Hashem not taken us out of Egypt, we'd still be there. There was no natural way we would have gotten out. So you tell me, wait a second, the Egyptian Empire over time had crumbled. So eventually we would have gotten out. No? The answer is no, because we were at a point where we were about to lose our own identity. As our sages say, we had gone down the 49 rungs of defilement to the point where had we stayed there a little bit longer, it would have been over. There'd be no people left to redeem. We were at our breaking point. We were at a point where had we stayed there any longer, the people would have dissipated. The concept of a people to redeem was about to be lost. And when we celebrate Yetziat Mitzrayim, we're celebrating A, the miracle that Hashem took us out. B, Hashem showed us that He's watching over what's going on. It was a one time in history. You look at the Holocaust, so it's an amazing thing that we're still around. It's an amazing thing we're living here in Israel. But you cannot say that there was an open miracle that the Jewish people still exist. Right? Unfortunately, we suffered a huge blow. You look at the Inquisition, same thing. So throughout our history, there have been many blows to the Jewish people. But there was one time when Hashem said, I'm going to show you I'm paying attention. And this will teach you from now on that whatever is happening, I'm paying attention. Maybe you won't know why I'm letting it happen. I don't guarantee you I'll always explain to you what my reasoning is. But I will reveal to you one time that I'm on top of things. And that's what it says in the end of the Torah. Hashem says, Ata ho'eta. You were shown. One time. Ladat. So that you would know forever that Hashem is the powerful one watching over the world. Because Hashem says in Parshat Ve'etchanan, has there ever been such a thing in history that Hashem appears and takes one nation out from the other? Now this point that we're saying now is a basic point in Jewish philosophy. If your kids are old enough, you should explain it to them on the night of Pesach. this is the night. Meaning, I remember when I was a teenager, I was sitting with my friends. And we were debating whether we were going to be observant when we grew up. We weren't so convinced. And one of the things we questioned was, who said this is for real? The Christian believes that Christianity is real. The Muslim believes that Islam is real. So at one point I said to my friends, I said, if Yetzias Mitzrayim really happened, then why don't our parents sit us down and tell us, hey, let me tell you what my dad told me, what his dad told him, that when we were in Egypt, this is what happened. And I left the conversation pretty upset. I said, if all these miracles happened, why didn't anyone ever sit there and tell us that? And the next morning I came back to my friends and I said, you know, I realized, eureka, they do. Once a year, our parents sit us down at the Seder, and they say, let me tell you what my parents told me, that their parents told them, happened back when we were in Egypt. So that's a point we have to tell our kids. Don't tell them, hey, remember I told you about that Frankenthal I learned by in Machon Meir? So once upon a time, he was debating whether what he should do. No, tell him it as your story. I'm telling you what my father told me. I sat at the Seder with my father and my grandfather. They told me what their parents told them. We were enslaved in Egypt, and Hashem took us out miraculously. And when we recognize that this was the turning point in Jewish history, we recognize that even if we're all wise, understanding elders, we're masters of Torah, we have a mitzvah tonight to tell over the story as much as we can. The more you tell over, the better. Why? You could tell the story in 1 minute. You could tell the story in 10 hours.
You already told the story, right?
We told the story in a very short version. Now we have to discuss it. If you really want to know the bare minimum of telling the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, you have to discuss the word Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. That's the bare minimum. Now,